A four-star novel. Chapter 1 starts when he opens the door. Maybe there's a preface where he messes about with the keycard, puts it in the wrong way, tries to get in, little red light blinking at him like a daft kid who's just been pinching his apples and denying it. You could even have a bit before the preface, where he's in the lift, clutching the keycard. He makes a joke to the other people in the lift. It's always the same joke. There's always a sign in the lift saying, maximum capacity, so many persons. And he always says, I wonder who those so many persons are. So he might say, I wonder who those 13 people are. Or, I wonder who those 20 people are. And it always gets a laugh from the other people, the two or three people squashed into the lift, usually. Chapter 1 starts when he opens the door. Hotel room smell. TV welcoming him, personally, to his room. Biscuits. He always eats the biscuits straight away. Point of honour. Chew them biscuits. Opens the window. Always stuffy, these hotel rooms. Let's go a long fart. Long and loud and proud. Holding it together in the lift. I wonder who those 15 people are, and I wonder which one's farted. Chapter 2 starts when he goes in the bathroom, sees himself reflected in the mirrors. Infinite him. Who are these infinite people in this bathroom? Opens the soap, washes his hands. Always the same things. The biscuits, the soap. Now it's his room. Belongs to him. Goes back into his room from his bathroom. Checks the room service menu. Puts the free pen in his briefcase. Puts the free notebook in his briefcase. Back at home, his wife will say, not another free pen. But pens are always useful. Pens are for writing with. Always useful. Notebooks. Useful. He takes his trousers off. More comfortable. Puts them in the Corby trouser press. Wanders around in his pants. Sees himself in the mirror. Stomach in. 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 Chapter 3 starts when he gets back in the lift. Nobody to make a joke to. Pulls faces in the mirror. Biscuit crumbs on his shirt. He's early. Absurdly early. Goes for a walk. Out of the hotel and down the road past other hotels. Hotels. More hotels. The aircraft take off and land. Land and take off. He turns a corner and, Chapter 4, abruptly, he's in a street. An ordinary street. Gardens. Cars parked. Kids coming home from school. Skipping. Aircraft taking off and landing, lad on a bike delivering the evening paper. Doesn't glance at the sky. Down the street, the ordinary street. Stickers in the window, protesting about runways. No more runways. These are the houses you see lit up when your plane comes in the morning or at night. These houses. Glances into a house. Countdown on. Countdown. Chapter 5 starts with him running back to his room, breathless. Countdown. D-R-T-J-O-I-U-E-D. Eh? Contestants. 7. A dodgy 8. What's the 7? Jodirty. Ah, yes. A kind of tent favoured by Algerians. And the dodgy 8? Adrutuedge. Yes, it's in. The last word of George VI. He screws up his hotel notepaper. Rot. Dodgy 3. Lies on the bed. Stands up. Sits down. Walks to the window. Walks from the window. Walks to the bathroom. Walks from the bathroom. Cleans his shoes with the shoe cleaner thing. Getting dark. Autumn. Chapter 6 starts with him going out the hotel again. Past the other hotels. Dark now. Planes landing and taking off. Down the street. The ordinary street. Overwhelming desire to go and knock on a door and walk in. Always having it. This overwhelming desire. Just go in. Don't even bother to knock. Family, sitting watching TV, just walk in. Join them on the settee. Say things like, hello. Say things like, don't you remember? We met on holiday and you said to pop in any time. He turns round, goes back to the hotel, back to his room then. Chapter 7 starts with him just a few minutes later, back on the street, the ordinary street. This time, he's going to do it. Down a path. Curtains shut. He can hear the TV. He looks up. A big plane overhead. Coming in from LA or Boston or St. John's or somewhere. Somewhere. Walks in. Into the house. Like when you walk into a hotel room for the first time, except no name on the TV. Except no biscuits. Except no pen. Except no notebook. Picture on the wall. A wedding. Different to the pictures you always get in hotel rooms. Walks in. The room. Not his room. The room. Man and woman on the settee watching TV. A western. Bang. Bang. Young lad at the table writing. doing his own work. Good lad, clever lad. Woman looks up. Hello, Frank, she says. He's astonished, amazed. Frank, come in and sit down, she says. He tries to speak. Tries to say, my name's not Frank, it's Ray. Can't do it. Like he's watching Countdown. An easy three, not a dodgy five. It's Ray, not Frank. Consonant Carol. Vowel Carol. Consonant Carol. Ray. But is why consonant? Not Frank, Ray. The man is standing up, smiling. Come and sit down, Frank. We told you to come and see us, not stay in those hotels. All the same, those hotels, all the same. Ray steps into the light, and the boy stands up. I've been writing a poem, Uncle Frank, he says. Do you want to hear it? Chapter 8 is the poem. It's not a long poem. Autumn. Leaves in a blanket of leaves, fallen like rain from the trees. Wind is blowing, soon be snowing. Chapter 9 starts with Ray standing there. Poem hanging in the air. Man and woman pointing at him. You are not Frank. They both say it together. Are you a burglar? They both say it together. Get out. Just the man says this. Get out. Just the woman says this. The Western. Bang, bang. The poem about autumn hanging there. Outside the constant, almost noise, almost silence of the aircraft. I'm not Frank, says Ray. I'm Ray, says Ray. Get out before I call the police, says the man. The boy's crying. The boy's crying into his poem. Chapter 10 starts with Ray back in the hotel room. He's ordered room service. He's taking his trousers off again. He's watching the local news to see if he's on. Of course, he never catches a plane. Of course, he's never been on a plane. Ray wishes he was Frank. Frank was welcome. Frank had a poem read to him, a very good poem about autumn. It was a very good poem, but Ray can't remember any of it. It was a very good poem. Ray stands in the bathroom, says, my name's Frank. Infinity of Rays looking back at him. Chapter 11 is philosophical. Memory, eh? Identity, eh? Who is ever who they think they are, eh? Eh? Frank? Ray?